a huge melting pot of love. Everybody was smiling with each other, greeting each other. It felt peaceful.
This is the danger.
In Christianity, about what really happened, and the Islamic story of Jesus and his mother, it's like a straight line. There's no deviation. There's no confusion. And that was, like I said, before I even knew about Islam, I had already kind of discovered as a Christian that, you know, praying in the name of, or sharing, associating partners with God was wrong. When I found Islam and it had explained to me the Islamic belief of Jesus and his mother and what had happened, it made more sense. It felt more natural. The story was much more believable.
You guys are probably wondering where we're at. If you haven't guessed already, we're actually at a place where Yusuf, you just visited today, right?
Yes.
We're at a graveyard. And this is a place where, in actuality, it's a future home for all of us. You had a child years back.
Yes.
6 months?
Yeah, six months.
Had passed away. What kind of coping mechanisms did you find? Some people, they turn away from God altogether when something tragic like that happens. What kind of coping mechanisms and answers did Islam provide you that you were able to deal with this sad and tragic event that happened in your life?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, at first I didn't know how to take it. I've experienced death, you know, I mean, personally, and also friends. A lot of friends have died, so I was kind of immune to it, but I had never lost somebody that close like my son. And a brother had told me one day, you know, he said, "Brother, don't worry about it. It's actually a huge blessing that you lost your son." I said, "Well, how can it be a blessing?" You know, he says, "Well, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, you know, said that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if Allah takes away a child of a believer from the parents, that it's basically a free ticket to heaven." And that really consoled me, because that child will be with Allah, asking for his mother and father, to be returned with his mother and father. So it gave me inspiration and patience. You know, it gave me a lot of patience. So I took it well, and it gave me something to look forward to.
Brother Yusuf, how is your family? It's been a long time, but have any of them been receptive to the message? You guys, by now you know that Islam simply means submission of your will to God's will. That's what it means. People are like, "Wow, I didn't know that." A Muslim is one who has submitted to the will of God. You're Boricua by ethnicity, right?
Yes.
So he didn't change his DNA. He's still Hispanic, but he's Muslim. And this is something that is growing rapidly, also not just all over the world, but within the Hispanic community. Have many of your family members, have they been receptive? Have some of them accepted also this way of life? Can you share with us your experiences with your family and
definitely,
friends?
Definitely. My parents, it took them a while to get used to the fact that I was no longer a Christian. My father, he's never been very religious, so he just kept his mouth shut about the situation. I guess he really had nothing to say. My mother gave me hell for years. She's always been very into the church. And 20 years later, now, you know, we could sit down and get along. Alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah, my sister has become a Muslim. She's been Muslim around, I want to say, 7 or 8 years now. And mashallah, you know, I've seen her make a complete about face. I mean, I'm lost for words. I can't even explain, like, the beauty that Islam has brought into her life. And, you know, she's my little sister. And believe it or not, I actually look up to my little sister, alhamdulillah.
Brother Yusuf, from your experience, some people, 20 years is a long time. For people who are struggling now, you were able to overcome a lot of odds, you know, with your family. And we can imagine some of the other struggles. Some people just drop out. It's like kind of just like you might have picked the best university. Islam is better than anything. I mean, it's the greatest gift that you can have from the Creator. Many people fall back to it, and some people, I mean, like, you fall back, come back, and some people just, you know, it's too much with their family and everything. It's a test, it's a trial. What advice do you have for those out there who are struggling? They're also, you know, new to Islam, but they might be hitting some of the struggles that you went through. What advice do you give them?
One thing that I've learned as a Muslim in my days is that I find that the best of us, the best amongst us, are the ones that the devil attacks the most. He fears certain people, in my opinion. You know, in a way, it's almost like he knows who's here that can lead many people closer to God. So he will attack you from every angle that you could possibly think of. Patience is the absolute key to everything in this life, in my opinion. No matter what you're going through, Allah says he loves those who are the most patient. And, you know, I haven't always been patient. This is actually something that I'm still learning to become more and more patient as I go every day. But focus on not so much on what's going on around you, but learn to find yourself. Unfortunately, nowadays, we're so distracted by, you know, money, cars, clothes, entertainment, problems, bills. It's all set up to take away from who we are, take away from ourselves. So as a Muslim, the advice I think that is really important is focus really hard on getting to know who you are as an individual, and be patient and try your best to implement what you've learned Islamically into your life, and just keep it moving, because, you know, everything's already written, so there's really nothing you could do but give it your best. You know, one day, like Eddie was saying, one day we're all gonna face the music and face death. In the meantime, do the best that you could do. Don't beat yourself up, and be appreciated for what you have, because once it's over, you can't go back.
It's very interesting, Yusuf, that many people, when you bring up this reality of death, it's a scary reality, but it's a reality that's supposed to have us grounded. Right. You know, when you look here, all these people had ambitions, they had dreams, you know, and you can see that they had a birth date, an end date, a start date and an end date. And we have been given, we know our birth date, but our death date, we don't know when it's coming. But Islam, that's the beautiful thing, that it helps us to prepare for that moment when death comes. Scary, but that feeling of hope comes in, that there's something better awaiting us. If we rise to our full potential and we live morally upright lives and we worship the one God, the Creator, not the creation, we do good deeds, we're going to fall short, right? But He's the loving, the most kind, the most merciful. We always turn back to our Creator, and we appreciate these bounties and blessings that the Almighty has given us. Many people, they're heedless of this reality of death. And that's one of the things that really got me in check, was this reality, thinking about death and not being numb to it. Where many people, they kind of just joke it off, or they like, no, I don't want to die. They don't even want to entertain the topic. How is Islam put it in your life, this perspective, like, of death? How are you, like, today? What goes to your mind? You were here earlier. Mm. What was going through your mind when you were visiting the grave earlier today?
Well, Islam has put death and life into a huge perspective for me. And I feel that Islam is preparing me for that day. You know, this is temporary. The life of this world is temporary. You know, in the Quran, Allah says the life of this world is temporary. He says it's an illusion. And there's so many things that tells us not to hold on to it. You know, to live this life as if you're a traveler, as you're just passing through. Islam has given me the tools to look forward to that day with patience. You know, as a Muslim, like, before I used to fear death. Oh, you know, what am I going to do when I die? Where am I going to go? Now I am patiently awaiting it with a smile on my face in order to... I'm looking forward to meeting my Lord one day, and I no longer fear it.
That's beautiful. That is when you have that perspective. When you have that perspective, the well balance, it's holistic. That's what Islam helps us to live a holistic life. That we take our part in this world. We don't abandon this world altogether, but like you said, taking the advice from the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, who said, be in this life as if you're a traveler. So we know that this abode, this life is transitory, but the ultimate home that's forever, ever, is in the next life. So we strive to meet our Creator.
Definitely.
We work in this life to do the good deeds, to do everything, living life how He wants us to live. So when we leave, we're in a good standing, and we please our Lord before we meet our Lord, before we meet our Creator, so we can enter into the Jannah, into the paradise, and avoid the hellfire.
Definitely.
I want to thank you, Yusuf, for being with me here
and
with the audience on the Deen Show.
So,
thank you guys for tuning in for another episode of the Deen Show. Make sure to subscribe, hit the notification bell if you haven't already, so we can continue to deliver these shows to you with some of the amazing guests, amazing stories. And just remember that advice that was given to us by our Creator, that not to get attached. It's over and over, it's stated in the verbatim word of God, the Quran, talking about this life being a transitory abode, that the real home is the home in the hereafter. So have this hand, this world in your hand, but not in your heart. So when it's time to disattach, you'll be able to say bye-bye. But if you fall in love so deeply with this transitory world, you take what you need to take from it. You work, you provide, you have an honest... You work and have an honest day's living, and you do all the things and succeed in your business and your trade and everything else that you do. But the point is not to just fixate yourself with this, what you see here, and not invest in the permanent home in the next life. That's not a balance. So make sure that we take from that what Allah the Creator is telling us, warning us over and over in the Quran, and inshallah that can help us to live a more fruitful and balanced life and be looking forward and motivated to what's waiting for us in Jannah, in the paradise, in the next. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you got the benefit from Yusuf's story. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.